Some viewers may find this disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Another thing about pretty privilege is people want to do more for you. I'm going to repeat that. If you want to do a lot less and get a lot more, pretty privilege is what you need, okay? Now, you can create it. Look, y'all know how I be looking with no makeup on. But when I want to be treated a little extra, when I want to get a little extra neck turn, head, you know, head twists, and, you know, extra privilege and free stuff and all that kind of stuff, I put on my pretty privilege. I put it on, okay? And I know people are going to say, oh, you look pretty without all of that. But I look prettier with whatever I choose to create, whatever look I choose to create, and I can get more.
Hi, my loves. It's Destin Choice, and you're watching Choice TV. I'm going out later, and I wanted to get on here and simply discuss pretty privilege and why it's not a good thing like people like to hype it up to be. I've talked about this in the past, but I wanted to get on here and talk about it recently because I've seen a lot of prime examples on why pretty privilege is not a good thing. The most common example is the Luigi Mangione situation.
Handcuffed, shackled, and wearing a crew neck sweater, Luigi Mangione is escorted to a New York City courtroom, where he is told he faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder. Mangione is accused of gunning down Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare, as the executive arrived at a Manhattan hotel for a shareholder meeting earlier this month. Mangione's lawyer says he deserves the presumption of innocence.
Now, essentially, I didn't understand why people were so obsessed with this story or why I hear about it probably at least once a day since it happened. But I now realize that the reason why people talk about it is because people are infatuated by how attractive that man is.
He's a good-looking kid. I mean, he's 26. But he's a good-looking kid. I mean, the eyebrows behind the mask, the distinctive eye. I mean, he's fit.
Beautiful smile, you know.
Yeah, beautiful smile. He's a fit guy.
What do you think about Luigi Mangione?
Raw. Next question.
What do you guys think of Luigi Mangione?
Woo! Oh, zoom in.
Look at that.
Look at that, he's so hot.
Luigi Mangione?
Yeah.
I've never seen him before, but I mean, he's a cutie, you know?
Out of 10.
I'm gonna give him like a 7.3, you know?
He just got arrested for the murder of the CEO.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, okay. Maybe the boss on him, maybe give him like an 8.2.
Would you pay his bail?
I'll pay some of it.
Murder's bad.
Does he have a killer body?
Yes. He does have a killer body.
Luigi finally killed the big boss.
He looks more like a Mario to me. That's all.
And with the Monopoly money?
He received more than 140 messages. And that number includes 54 emails, 87 physical letters. He also got, and this is where you'll need the whiskey, 163 money deposits into his commissary account. That's cash that allows him to buy snacks and other items, you know, just free money.
Now, in my personal opinion, I don't see the hype with his appearance, and that's just my personal perspective. But he does benefit from pretty privilege, hence why he's been able to get a lot of letters from fans and people wearing Luigi hats and Luigi t-shirts, literally flaunting him and uplifting him, even though he's on trial right now for being accused of the offing of the United Health CEO of New York City. This dude could probably even get the death penalty or do life in prison, and people are sitting up here glorifying his physical appearance. This does nothing but show me how really shallow and overbearing humans are and how stupid people can be and why the halo effect is very evil. Now, a lot of times people don't realize that pretty privilege is rooted in the halo effect. A lot of times people always associate people who are good looking as more approachable and more easy to tolerate and deal with. I mean, when you see princess movies and Disney movies, you see that the handsome guy with the chiseled jawline and the nice chest is always the one that's popular. People love him, people like him. But what people don't realize is even the most attractive people can be some of the most sinister, most diabolical people you could ever meet. I'm sure some of y'all watching this fell for the charmer or fell for the person with the pretty face, and then you realize that they were just as dumb as rocks and had no substance to them. And that's why a lot of people who are essentially attractive don't trust a lot of people, because a lot of people sometimes fantasize about how attractive they are and sexualize them. And that's why people who are attractive and pretty are always exploiting and using people, because they have all these advantages that regular looking people don't have.
Another thing about pretty privilege is people want to do more for you. I'm gonna repeat that. If you want to do a lot less and get a lot more, pretty privilege is what you need, okay? Now you can create it. Look, y'all know how I be looking with no makeup on, but when I want to be treated a little extra, when I want to get a little extra neck turn, head, you know, head twists, and, you know, extra privilege and free stuff and all that kind of stuff, I put on my pretty privilege and I can get more.
Ice Spice, as we all know, benefited from pretty privilege. You really think of a girl who didn't look like her, who was built like a fucking fridge, was talking about some, he ate a bunch, ate it for lunch, bitch, I'm a baddie, I get what I want. Like, you really think the average looking girl can get away with doing that and wearing the shit she was wearing? She's a beautiful girl and she was able to benefit from pretty privilege, and that helped her career. However, part of her pretty privilege was her body. And because she doesn't have the body that's seen as a standard, where she lost a lot of weight, people are now defiling her and saying the most awful things about how unattractive she is, and she might be on some substances and she got issues. Meanwhile, this girl could have some health issues. And then there's someone like Aaliyah J. Aaliyah J was a very popular YouTuber back in like 2016, 2017, still insanely popular and very wealthy. And essentially, she got a lot of her popularity from doing makeup tutorials and hair tutorials. But part of why she's so successful is because she's insanely pretty. I mean, when I first came across Aaliyah J, the only reason I even clicked on her video was because she did a story time and she looked really, really nice in the thumbnail. That's part of the reason why a lot of people even clicked on her videos. She looks amazing. Look at her. But in the recent months, I don't know what it was. It might be a recent relationship or depression. She's gained a lot of weight. And due to the fact that she gained a lot of weight, a lot of people have been picking her apart on TikTok, social media, and saying the most disgusting things, saying, oh, she really let herself go, she's probably going to something, she looks awful, she looks so bad now. And she even had to respond to all the backlash she was getting, and even though she said that she don't give a fuck what people think, it was very clear that it definitely did affect her on a deeper level.
Okay, I have gained weight, and it's okay, like, it's a body. Bodies change. Like, my body's not gonna stay the same. I'm getting older. I just turned 30. What do you want me to do about it? Okay, you think I'm gaining weight? You see I'm gaining weight? What the fuck do you want me to do about that? Seriously though, like really, what do you want me to do about that? It's my body. I don't know.
Take a look around. Do you see her anywhere? News flash. You're not gonna.
Because when you set the standard of being beautiful, and when you hold yourself up at this standard of being beautiful and being a fly girl, people are gonna expect you to hold this standard up. It's not like that for just women, it's like that for men too. That's why men who are insanely attractive most times stay in the gym. It's not always just the fact they just wanna be in the gym to look right. Some of them stay in the gym because their looks are their money makers. It's proven that a lot of servers and waitresses and bartenders are more likely to get tips if they're insanely attractive. If you are more attractive than the average person to the point where people are always talking about your looks and complimenting your looks, you more than likely benefit from pretty privilege rather you're a man or a woman. And 9 times out of 10, you have gotten opportunities because you're pretty. And you have gotten opportunities because you're handsome. And the reason why is because people are shallow. It's the halo effect. It's a sinister effect that basically implies that people deem you as more approachable and more tolerable to be around because you're simply nice to look at. Megan Good recently went on Raven Simone's podcast, and she essentially said that her being aesthetically attractive has benefited her, but it has done nothing but worked against her.
Like, what is your experience being as pretty as you are in this world?
I was
going
to say, do you think it hindered you from taking roles
you
that
recognize
you wanted to?
It?
Or did you want to, or do you think you're right
both.
Where you're...
Both. Both. I can't tell you how many times I've walked into something and I had an audition. They were like, she was great. But we don't realistically believe her as this character because mm-hmm. she's, you know, a pretty girl and we just don't feel like. And I'm like, how can you determine what that character should look like, or what, or even what I will look like when mm-hmm. I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or we've already hired the lead guy. We don't buy that he could get her. Or I'm like, how? Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's doing the character disservice, because that means you're saying that she's just only about the look.
And I completely understood what she was saying, because when you're as pretty as she is, people automatically put you in the box of being stuck up. When you're attractive, people will do things to try to humble you, for example. Like, they'll purposely not give someone like Megan Good any roles because they feel like, oh yeah, well, you know, you're just too pretty for this. You're just not regular looking enough. Then when it comes to having female friends, if you're a woman or you're a man with male friends, people will try to humble you and try to compete with you without you even trying to compete. When you have privilege, like being aesthetically attractive, people will try to talk down on you, make it seem like you ain't shit, try to compete with you, look at you crazy when you walk into a room, act stink, and not like you for any reason. I've heard countless stories of a lot of my male and female friends who have aesthetically appealing privilege who get oftentimes told, oh, I thought you were going to be stuck up, or I thought you had a bad attitude, or I thought you had all these people on your phone and all these guys talking to you. That's why, like, I didn't care to compliment you. I didn't care to gas you up. People will try to humble you because they're obsessed or intimidated with your physical appearance. Somebody may be easing on the eyes, but always see them for their character and the substance that they have. The reason I feel like that's so important is because when you look at someone like Jeremy Meeks, for example, he's the prime example of why pretty privilege isn't always a good thing. He is super aesthetically attractive, and as we all know, Jeremy Meeks went viral for being a whole fucking felon. There was a whole hashtag when he went viral back in like 2014 for being the quote-unquote felon bae. And people glamorized him, gave him modeling contracts, and the same thing they're doing to Luigi is the same thing they did to Jeremy Meeks back in 2014 because he had a mugshot that went viral. And the first thing I think to myself is, even back then, why is someone like Jeremy Meeks ridiculously famous and super duper rich? Why? You know what I mean? Like, it's not the fact that he's not talented. I don't think that he's an ugly person, but why is he insanely successful, shooting to the top and getting all these opportunities just merely off of his physical appearance? He literally was a gangbanger, a criminal, and was literally charged with possession of a gun. And he's glamorized and getting invited to all these Hollywood parties and getting invited here and there. And they're trying to throw modeling contracts at him. This alone just shows you why people who have pretty privilege oftentimes do have big egos, or why they can sometimes be sinister. Because if people perceive you for being really attractive and people are always judging you for being attractive, this is why people who are super pretty always exploit it to their advantage. It's the fact that we have situations like Jennifer Love Hewitt. If y'all didn't know, the beautiful Jennifer Love Hewitt, who we all know from I Know What You Did Last Summer, and whom we all know from The Ghost Whisperer, she recently did a podcast and she essentially said that when she basically started aging, she got a lot of insecurities that came out of nowhere. When she started aging, and because she's known for being so beautiful, it really affected her mental health that people were talking down on her physical appearance. So she then went out of her way to go get surgery.
At 23, 24, 25, I didn't feel self-confident. I felt watched. I felt like I had to be everything for everybody all the time. I was called sexy before I ever knew what being sexy was. So it's beautiful, but aging in Hollywood is really hard. It's really hard because you can't do anything right. You know, I had this thing like a few weeks ago, and this is what made me text you about it. I was getting my hair done and I had not a stitch of makeup on. So I threw on a filter, and it was just a filter that, like, at the time looked nice in the light at the salon. I really gave it no thought. And I put it on, and the picture ended up somewhere. And a bunch of people were like, Jennifer Love Hewitt is unrecognizable. Natural, no filter, like trying to make fun of it. And then they came after me for that. And they were like, well, now she's just defending herself. And like, why is she defending? And I realized, I was like, I can do no right.
And why are you focusing so much on these assholes who have nothing better to do than to put you down?
Because to pretend that we don't is a lie.
I know. You're right.
We're human, and it's dangerous what we put on people. It's dangerous, I think, to say to women, you can't look like you're not 22 to me anymore, because I don't know how to take that.
Getting that surgery wasn't good enough because, I mean, look at her. Even though she's not ugly, she don't look the same. She look a little different. And people still drag her to this day because she got all that surgery. But she really only got all that surgery to try to accommodate people who give her those opportunities. She is so obsessed with the pretty privilege that she once had. She was known for being one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood. She's so obsessed with that label and that title that she went to go get surgery to maintain it. And because she can't maintain that same standard that she created or allowed people to put on her, now it affects her mental health and how people perceive her and view her and see her.
Pretty privilege is all fun and games until you realize that you can no longer benefit from it. Even though it may be overbearing for those who are beautiful, men and women, it's really insane how you pour so much into it and try to, you know, sustain it like you would a nice fit body or, you know, a nice toned butt. You realize that when you don't get the benefits that you once had, all of a sudden your confidence comes crashing down. That's why you shouldn't put all your confidence in your looks. I look at someone even like Cardi B. Cardi B has gotten an absurd amount of work done, and it honestly amazes me because I think Cardi B is one of the most beautiful women ever. Like, I loved her natural face. I loved how she looked before the surgery, even though she's not hideous now. But for her to get all that surgery just goes to show that Her being a dancer and her being beautiful is what saved her. Her being pretty is what got attention in the media. Her being sexy is what got attention in the media. And she feels like she has to sustain that, hence why she's always going under the knife and cutting her body up and reshaping her body from like a hippopotamus to an ant to an hourglass. And you just never know. You know, she's 10 faces deep into her career. And I don't understand why she feels like she has to keep getting work done. What did you add to this world? What was your value in this world? Don't put all your confidence in your beauty or your looks, because looks fade over time. Them strong-ass teeth y'all got in your mouth, yeah, they're going to fall out real soon. Yeah, that big-ass butt that you have is going to sag real soon. Yeah, that nice chiseled six-pack you have, life can hit you at any moment where you'll get stressed out, kids will stress you out, and you'll get a big old pot belly anytime. Life happens to everybody, so don't put all your confidence in your looks and in your skin. Put all your confidence in who you are as a person. So that way, when people shit on you for your looks, be like, I don't care. Oh, well, I got more than just my looks. I got X, Y, and Z.
No matter how invincible you think you are because you're in your 20s or in your 30s, the wall is undefeated. So y'all can listen to people like Sheryl 7 all you want about being pretty and how you got to leverage in this shit like that. But try to seek things that are more of substance, because people will take you seriously and respect you more. If you're a pretty girl, try to fucking own a restaurant or something. Try to be the boss. Try to update your resume or do something substantial that people can connect with. Being pretty shouldn't be the most interesting thing about you.
People who benefit from pretty privilege only feel a way when they can no longer benefit from it. When you can no longer benefit from the fact that people fetishize your lips, your cheekbones, and your body and the way you look, that's when a lot of people with pretty privilege oftentimes will sit around and complain about how it works against them. You never hear them complain about pretty privilege when it benefits them and works in their favor. Only when it doesn't work.
But that's that for this video. Hope you guys see where I'm coming from. Hope you guys enjoyed this piece of breakdown and rant that I did. And yeah, that's that. Choice out this bitch.
You thought wrong, but you're just a boy, and you don't understand how it feels to love a girl. Someday you wish you were a better man. You don't listen to her. You don't know how it hurts until you lose the one you wanted, and you're taking it for granted, and everyone you have at the show. But you're just a boy.